Blog Talk Radio.
How can you solve the problem of someone else before you solve the problem that God has given you?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Is that all right? 13th verse says, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkle the unclean sacrifice, the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God? How many know God offered himself as spotless? If God is spotless, you are.
Right.
Your assignment is pure. Come on, you.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Say I'm pure.
I'm pure.
I don't care what sin you have committed, you are pure because his blood is spotless. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. I'm in a red there. You don't have to beat yourself up no more. You don't have to tolerate, amen, hallelujah, with things that come to kill you or to stop you. Come on, somebody.
Praise God.
Because you are spotless. See, you're spotless.
I'm spotless.
Hallelujah. Because your assignment is not your decision, it's your discovery. How many is going to discover that you mean something to the kingdom of God?
That's good, Pastor.
Your assignment is not your decision, it's your discovery. You have to discover that God has value on you. Come on, I'm trying to build you up this morning. We've been tore down all week. The devil has been telling us we ain't going to make it. We can't have it. We can't do it.
Come on.
Amen. Come on, somebody. We got a sad face and a sad soul. Amen. Glory to God. But I'm not going to be sad. I'm going to be happy and rejoice in the things of God because he made a way out of no way.
Always.
He made a way.
Yeah.
And if I can get a few people to understand that God loves you, y'all come on, somebody. He loves you, and he gave his all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we may have a chance to the what? The tree of life. Come on, somebody. Your assignment, amen, is to grow, not to die. A tree that's standing is a growing tree. I got it in trees. Hallelujah. That's glory to God. That's going to continue to grow. Is that all right? Number one, under the cross. Number one, under the cross. The blood that he did without spot. Offer himself without spot. Say, offered himself without spot to God. He offered himself without spot to God. Amen. So we are under the cross and what he did. That's the first one. Amen. That is how we know, glory to God, that we have a holy assignment that God has promised us, that we are growing, amen, that we are doing our assignment, amen, we are pre-qualified, we are pre-selected, amen, through Jesus and what he did at the cross. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The second one is that we have to honor the resurrection. Philippians. Not going to be before you long. I just want to encourage you this morning. Third chapter. Honor the resurrection. Miracles don't happen because you need one. It happens because you expect one. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Miracles don't happen because you need one. Miracles happen because you expect to receive one. How many know that your spirit of expectation, say my spirit of expectation, is high, is off the charts. Amen. When you expect something to happen, it's going to happen. Come on, somebody. Your faith will cause your spirit of expectation to leak inside of you. That's why when Elizabeth came around Jesus, glory to God, before John the Baptist was born, amen, the spirit of expectation began to leap in her. Hallelujah. Say leap. Leap in her. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, honorable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, even were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are before. I press, say press.
Press.
Toward the mark, say toward the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How many know, amen, because he died and he rose, it gives us a right to press. Oh, I was trying to get somebody. How many know if the enemy is pressing against you, how many know we got to press in? Some things God wants us to do, amen, he wants to stop us, but we got to learn how to press. We got to learn how to stay in the press. In other words, when you don't feel like praying, you got to pray. When you don't feel like praising, you ought to get up and give them a praise anyhow. The time you don't feel like it, the time you ought to get up and go crazy. Oh, I wish I could get a few people right there. The time, amen, your faith stop working for you, that's the time you ought to pull out your book and write down something, amen, write your vision down and make it plain a quarter back or two and two, amen, write something down and say, God, I'm going to believe you for it, and I'm going to keep it before you, and I'm not going to let it go. Come on. Say press. Press, press. Toward the mark of the high calling. I mean, that mark is a moral and spiritual target. You got to press to get better in your moral and your morality. You got to press toward to get better in your spirituality, your spiritual growth. Say spiritual growth. Our morality, amen, cannot trump, cannot be low, and we want our spiritual to be high. If we want our spiritual to be high, we got to let our moral, say moral, values be high. Come on, somebody. Jesus had our morals. And as we understand our assignment, amen, we will begin to look at ourselves and understand that we are significant and different from anybody else. You are so significant and different that God preselected you, amen, from the beginning of time. And so we got to stay in the press toward the mark for the prize. How many know there's a prize? The high calling of God. The prize to be Christ-like in Christ Jesus. Amen. How many know that we must understand? He said, let us therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same things. Hallelujah. How many know that we got to walk together? Hallelujah. Is that all right? Say walk together.
Walk together.
Be together. Honor the resurrection. Honor what he died on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we got to understand that your assignment requires planning. Amen. We have a plan, but you gotta have a plan in your home. We have a plan for the vision here. This is the plan for the church. You gotta have a plan for your house. Amen. Your assignment requires planning. That's why we teach in family counseling. Say family counseling. Amen. If you ask us, we'll do it. Then you have a meeting once a week. I have a meeting with my wife once a week. I have a meeting with her once a week. Amen. I'm not just telling you, I have a meeting. Amen. And you have to do this in your home, because if you don't come back and revisit things, amen, your assignment will get off focus. Amen. You have to plan that you're going to, amen, clean your house. You have a plan that you're going to clean the church. Anybody plan to clean the church this week? Anybody plan? Come on, somebody. Anybody plan to pray for their neighbor? Anybody plan to, amen, show love to someone that's not saved? Anybody planning to witness this week? Come on, say planning. We have an assignment. We have a plan to be victorious. Because if we have no strategy, we can't win. Strategies. In my closing, say strategy.
We got to have some strategies.
Strategies. Amen. Your strategies. Someone is always observing you who is capable of creating blessings in your life. Someone is always observing you to create blessings in your life. How many know if you're doing your assignment, God will let somebody see you to create a blessing in your life? Come on, somebody. If you're doing what you need to do, I want to let you know that God will reward you openly. What you do privately, God will reward you openly. Hallelujah. Is that all right? If you forgive privately, God will forgive you openly. Things will begin to flow for you. Come on, somebody. Things will begin to happen for you. Things will begin to burst open for you. Come on. We have to learn how to forgive our own self. Jesus died for forgiveness of our sin. Who did no sin? His assignment was to die for forgiveness of our sin. That was not fair, wasn't it? But his assignment was so strong in his life. He was born in the world for that. That he didn't care what the price was, he's going to walk off anyway and give his life for us. How many know they didn't take it? He gave his life for us because that was his assignment for our forgiveness of sin. How many know sometimes you got to do some things, amen, that ain't wrong with you, but there's some things wrong with some other people. You got to learn how to be a blessing to some people that you know how to be a blessing to. Come on, somebody. Even though you might not, you got it together, and you say, well, I don't need to waste no time with it, because that's their problem. But, amen, if you got a word of wisdom to give somebody to help somebody get better or do better, that's your assignment to give it. Oh, y'all, come on. Is that all right?
To release it.
Because why? Your assignment, glory to God, will release series. Say series. A lot of people just look at, well, I'm just getting a one-time blessing. You know, they have series on the TV. A lot of people love series. People love Dracula series. They love series. They love different series. Amen. I'm going to know, amen, that this ain't just one time. This ain't a one-time thing. God got series of blessings for you. This is your first chapter of your life. How many know you got 100 more chapters of your life? You done went through some series series and seasons of preparation. Come on. Before you do your assignment, how many know we're going through seasons of preparation? Seasons of credibility. How many know God got to know he can depend on you even though you've been chosen? Say, I've been chosen. But he got to know that he can depend on you to go through the assignment even when tough times begin to happen. Because tough people survive and weak people don't. Come on. I got to tell people in the house. Come on, understand. Amen. We got to understand that as we begin to grow in the spirit, God will give you strength on the inside that when things seem tough, you'll know how to fight the good fight of faith. Oh, y'all, come on. Is that all right? Because when you belong to God, when you belong to God, all of his blessings belong to you. Oh, I wish I could get a few people to say amen. When you belong to God, God got some things that belong to you that nobody else can touch. I want to say this morning, Rivers, because you're so protected by blood that if evil people pray against you, you're going to still get it. Oh, I wish y'all should have went up right there. Come on. Come on, somebody. I want to let you know that you're so valuable to God, amen, and there's some things that God is releasing to you that nobody else can receive but you. It worth the fight. It worth the battle. Come on, somebody. Is that all right? You can't mess up what God has already blessed up. You can't mess up what God has already blessed up. You blessed up. Come on, you ain't turning up, you blessed up. That's my word. Y'all put that on Facebook. Pastor say, I ain't, don't turn it up, but blessed up. Is that all right, Sister Dina? Don't turn it up, but bless it up. You blessed up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I don't care what nobody say, you still blessed. I don't care what nobody say, you still got joy.
Don't let nobody take your joy from you.
Don't let nobody steal your joy. Because when you begin to intercede, it's going to determine the season of success in your life.
When you begin to say, you know what, I'm an intercessor. I've been running from prayer my whole life.
I've been running from my assignment. Some of y'all are teachers. Some of y'all, come on, y'all. You got plenty of people that's got, I was in the military. I worked as a correction officer and all like that. And still end up ministering the word of God. I was a minister while I was a correction officer. Because you may be doing a secular job don't mean you can't do a spiritual job. Oh, y'all, come on. Y'all got that, right? Don't just stop and sell on secular job. Amen. Forget about your spiritual job. Amen. You know God put something in your heart to do, do it. Don't care what nobody else thinks. Because when you lay and stand before God, how many know you can't blame nobody for your undone work but you? Is that all right? Is that all right? Is that encouraging? Amen. God, we thank you right now, Lord, for the people of God, that they are doing their assignment. We thank you right now, Lord, that they are encouraged, oh God, this morning. Lord, we thank you right now that your assignment in their bodies, your assignment in their mind, even the choir assignment. Lord, I pray that the choir begin to sing again. Oh, y'all, come on, give God praise right there. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that the people begin to serve again. Oh, God, that nobody and nothing can stop the move of God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, Lord, that we're going to sing, we're going to pray, we're going to do what you call us to do, because the church is not determined by one person or a group of people, not even by me. It's your ministry. And, Lord, we're going to do this assignment in the earth because there are souls that need to be saved, the souls that need to hear the gospel, the souls, oh God. And Lord, I pray over the people here that their soul will continue to grow, that they'll continue to have a thirst after right, they'll continue to come, they'll continue to, and God, pray, they'll continue to keep their faith going, keep putting in for jobs, keep applying, keep, oh God, asking them, that they will ask your question, what must I do spiritually, oh God, to change my spiritual growth? Lord, to change my, oh God, My secular growth, God, I thank you right now. God, for every family represented here. God, we pray over the children right now, Lord. Bless them, Lord, as they're out for summer. God, keep them safe during this time and this season. Lord, we thank you right now that even the children's choir will come forth, Lord. Oh, God, Lord, let choir directors be birthed out of here. Come on, we start to get a few people. Lord, let the intercessors be birthed out of here, Lord. Let them see that they are needed on the front lines of battle. And Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. Oh God, for the things that you've done in their lives, Lord. And let this week be a blessed week. Whatever they need, you got it. Oh God, let them attain it. Lord, let testimony after testimony begin to happen. We expect a miracle on this week. We give your name the praise and honor. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Didn't want to be up here long, but amen. I pray that anyone get anything out of it this morning? Amen. If you did, give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We've been on the assignment and we want to start doing some teachings on the book of Revelation. Amen. I don't know what Wednesday we're going to start doing teachings on the book of Revelation. I'm asking everybody to come out on Wednesday night. We're going to go through the whole book of Revelation. Is that all right? Is that exciting? Amen. For the whole book of Revelation. Is that all right? That's a strong book, ain't it? Amen. The book of Revelation. We want to, amen, go through that book. Amen. We even going to do it on the Sunday morning. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to do it on the Sunday morning. Amen. We just thank God right now.
co-pastor, she had to go back to work. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to ask them that are here to remember our time of our intercession on Monday nights. And glory to God. Amen. We are got kind of off track a little bit with everything, but we're going to get everything back flowing. Is that all right? Amen. Glory to God. So the choir members, that those that was in the choir, amen, we're asking y'all, me and co-pastor got to practice with y'all. We will. Come on. Is that all right? Amen. That was one of my first jobs. Glory to God. Is that all right? Amen. Also, we're getting ready to going to some homes. Amen. Glory to God. With some prayer and Bible study. So if you have someone in your family that is not saved, amen. Amen. Let me and co-pastor know we'll come in their home once a month, one time on a Tuesday night, and we'll do like a 45-minute Bible training and encouragement to them. Is that all right? So just let us know that we can do that. And also, we want to begin to train some of y'all, amen, for the Bible training for the summer vacation Bible school. So we need someone to volunteer to teach the children, amen, during the vacation Bible school. And we're going to be doing some training in a missionary. Is that all right? Amen. Glory to God. And so we want to do that. And also, we have, as we call our senior citizen outreach, amen. So we'll be going into the nursing home too. So me and co-pastor been talking about we need some volunteers. We know y'all working, amen. And we're not going to try to do it all, but those that can or pray about it, that would consider, amen, going in and doing it with us, amen. Just let us know, amen. So if you pray about it, we don't want to burn nobody out. We don't want to overtake. But those that are really not doing anything or really haven't doing, I know some of y'all is already, I asked, but I haven't talked to her about Sister Kadeem and Sister Daquan about being there and training for a church. So me and co-pastor got to meet with them. Amen. Trustee, you know, as a trustee, so have them in training. And so what all that entails. So they already pretty much, you know, got a position, but those that don't, Sister Alice is already in the kitchen ministry, so she's already cooking. Amen. Glory to God. And so those that may not be doing anything that would like to, amen, no pressure, we just offer it. Amen. We like to offer it in that way. Volunteering is better than, amen, just assigning someone to something. Amen. Is that all right? Glory to God. So we thank God for that. We thank God for Mother this morning. Let's give God a hand praise for Mother Ransom. Amen. I had to see her. I've been praying for you. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. And so we're going to continue to, amen, work with you. Amen. With that. Amen. We thank God for Sister Marnice and Khadijah for being in the house. Let's give God a hand praise to them. Boy, they should have shown me big. Boy, that means, hey, I ain't going to say we get older, but we get better. Is that all right? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God for those. There are any more announcements. First Sunday. This is the first Sunday, so, amen, we want someone to sing a solo. My Sister Brianna to sing a solo next Sunday. Y'all want to sing one, Sister Brianna? Amen, glory to God. Amen. Well, anyone that would like to sing a solo, amen, they can. Amen. Oh, this coming Sunday. Is that all right? Amen, amen. Anyone that would like to, let me know in advance. Glory to God. If not, we'll I guess I'll sing one. Is that all right? It's the first Sunday, and we'll come together. Is that all right? Amen. And Wednesday night, Wednesday night Bible training, Wednesday at 12 o'clock. I do be down here at 12 o'clock. So those that may be working different shifts, amen, I'm down here at the church at 12 to 1, praying. We just pray from 12 to 1. And this coming Saturday is the first Saturday. From 10 to 12 is our community prayer. Amen. So we're making sure we do our part as the pastors. Is that all right? Amen. The doors are open, that we're doing what we need to do. Amen. And as y'all pray for increase of more workers. Say more workers. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God, as we go into our next building, amen, glory to God, we're going to need more workers. Is that all right? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So God is already doing great things. We're proud of y'all, excited about what y'all are doing. Thank God for everything that everyone is doing. Amen. And continue to do the things that God calls you to. Amen. Amen. If you have a tithe and an offering, amen, we actually come forth. Amen. And bring it at this time. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every soul. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed. Blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn around. Wait in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. Wait in the midnight hour. God's gonna turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. Hallelujah. How many know God is turning it around? Amen, amen. He is turning it around. Glory to God. Amen. He is turning it around. Amen. Everyone is given liberally. Amen. Everyone point their hands this way. Father, we bless the tithes and the offerings. God bless them 100-fold. God, create jobs and positions. Create finances. Come on, can I get a few amens?
Amen.
How many need God to create some financial wealth?
Amen.
Say money,
money
coming
to me
right now.
Right.
Say lots of money coming to me right now. Say, Lord, I thank you for millionaire status. Lord, I won't turn my back when you give it to me. I'll stay in place. And give my offerings in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a hand praise right there. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen.